Thursday, July 3rd. Memorial of St. Irenaeus. The Epistle from the Second Letter of St. Paul to Timothy, Chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, and Chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Dearly beloved, continue thou in those things which thou hast learned, and which we have committed to thee, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and because from thy infancy thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which can instruct thee to salvation by the faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture, inspired by God, is profitable to teach, to reprove, to correct, to instruct in justice, that the man of God may be perfect, furnished to every good work. I charge thee before God and Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead by his coming and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, entreat, rebuke in all patience and doctrine. For there shall be a time when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, they will heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and will indeed turn away their hearing from the truth, but will be turned unto fables. But be thou vigilant, labor in all things, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul here gives particular advice to his disciple St. Timothy, who had been long since instructed in all the truths and mysteries of the Christian faith, who had received the gifts of the Holy Ghost, of prophecy, of interpreting the Scriptures, who was a priest, a bishop of Ephesus, the metropolis of Asia, whose office it was to instruct, direct, and convert others. He tells this great bishop Timothy that the Holy Scriptures are able and may conduce or can instruct him unto salvation, unto his own salvation and that of others. The apostle here entreats his disciple, and in him all future Christians, to adhere to the true deposit of doctrine. He teaches with Catholics that all Scripture is profitable, but not with Protestants that Scripture alone is necessary and sufficient. All Scripture divinely inspired is profitable to teach, to reprove, to correct, or admonish, to instruct others in justice and in the ways of virtue, that thus he who is a man of God, a minister of the gospel, may be perfect and instructed unto every good work. When our adversaries of the pretended Reformation undertake from these four verses to show first that every ignorant man or woman is hereby warranted to read and put what construction his or her private spirit or private judgment suggests upon all the places of the Holy Scriptures, and secondly, that the Scriptures alone contain all truths which a Christian is bound to believe, or at least that the Scriptures teach him all things necessary to salvation without regard to the interpretation and authority of the Church, I may at least say, without examining at present any other pretended grounds of these assertions, that these consequences are very remote from the text and sense of St. Paul in this place. As to the first, it does not follow. The Scriptures must be read by Timothy, a priest, a bishop, a man of God, a minister of the gospel, whose office it is to instruct and convert others. Therefore, are they proper to be read and expounded by every ignorant man or woman? Does not St. Paul say elsewhere in 2 Corinthians 2:17 that many adulterate and corrupt the word of God? Does not St. Peter tell us also in 2 Peter 3:16 that in St. Paul's epistles are some things which the unlearned and unstable wrest as to the other Scriptures to their own perdition? As to the second consequence, does it follow, every Scripture divinely inspired is profitable for St. Timothy, for a priest, a bishop, a man of God, a minister and preacher of the gospel, to teach and instruct and conduce to bring both him and others to salvation, and therefore they contain all things that a Christian need to believe? Is not every Christian bound to believe that the books in the canon of the New and Old Testament are of divine authority, as in particular these two epistles of St. Paul to Timothy? Where does the Scripture assure us of this? Every part of divine Scripture is certainly profitable for all these ends, but if we would have the whole rule of Christian faith and practice, we must not be content with those Scriptures which Timothy knew from his infancy, that is, with the Old Testament alone, nor yet with the New Testament, without taking along with it the traditions of the apostles and the interpretation of the Church, to which the apostles delivered both the book and the true meaning of it. I charge thee before God and Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead, that is, all those who have been dead for so many ages since the beginning of the world, and the living, that is, those who shall be found living at the end of the world, but who shall die and be presently raised again. Preach the word in season and out of season, that is, whether the hearers are willing to hearken to thee or not, or, as others understand it, whether it be convenient or inconvenient for thee, to signify that the ministers of God must not desist from preaching whatever troubles they are under. Having itching ears means the hearers have such ears running after novelties and such doctrine as favor their passions. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 10, verses 28 through 33. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Fear ye not them that kill the body and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, better are you than many sparrows. Every one that shall confess me before men, I also will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But he that shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Haydock Commentary. Men are afraid of a prison, yet they are not afraid of hellfire. They fear temporal punishments, but dread not the torments of eternal fire. So says St. Augustine. St. John Chrysostom says, "He who continually fears hell will never fall into it, but he who is negligent will undoubtedly fall." Sparrows are of very small value, and yet divine providence defends and feeds them. How much more, therefore, will not God take care of you who so far excel them? No one, therefore, will be able to rob you of life without God's permission. God numbers not the hairs of our head after the manner of men, but by this our Savior shows the infinite knowledge the Almighty has of all things and the goodness of his providence, watching over every, even the most minute part of creation. Christ admonishes us in our greatest undertakings to put our trust in God, says St. Bernard.